You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This hour is brought to you by AlmostFreeTeeth.com. Save on dental implants today.
There hasn't really been a challenge for me under center. I know that's been a big thing. But, you know, there hasn't really been a challenge. It's just been, you know, gaining the knowledge, the footwork, where we need to be, the landmarks of running back, the landmark for me, when I set up or when I'm rolling out or anything like that. So it's just been, you know, practicing the technique.
That was Caleb Williams talking about how he felt he was doing under center last season. This is Raheemian Harris on 670 The Score. And that is an offensive piece to his game that has to be there if the Bears want to be successful this season and in Ben Johnson's offense. So I say with that, that even though he sounds confident, we know that it wasn't necessarily the case when it came to what worked best for him in his rookie season. And that's typical. If you come from a shotgun system, you're likely going to feel better out of the shotgun until you get used to it.
16.1% of his passes. That's how many came from under center last year.
That doesn't sound very confident.
That is a very small percentage of the actual passes that he attempted coming from under center. So it's going to be interesting to see how comfortable he gets and how quickly he gets comfortable in Ben Johnson's system, because we know this is a no negotiation, non-negotiable thing. This is something that has to happen in order for Ben Johnson's system to work as it is designed.
You're right about that. And Ben Johnson has spoken about it. It's not like we plucked this out of thin air. But when we talk about bringing in veterans and what they can mean to a room and how, especially in football, you can see the difference they can make, we've talked about it a lot with the offensive line, whether it was Joe Tooney, Drew Dahlman, or what Grady Jarrett meant to the Atlanta Falcons as far as that locker room and then what he's bringing to this team now. Well, Case Keenum proving why people are talking about him a lot, because when he and Tyson Bagent both spoke, Case Keenum did talk about the adjustment from both shotgun to playing under center. And this is why it's good to have a veteran voice, because somebody with the college resume that he had, who at one point held the NCAA passing yard record, also explained why the adjustment period takes some time, but he also let you into why schematically it ultimately is better for the QB. Let's take a listen.
Yeah, he's growing. I think there's different plays you can call in the gun or shotgun, I think, or under center. I think he's doing great at both of those things. He's extremely athletic. He picks up things very quickly. So seeing him work under center has been very natural, I think, to me, to see a lot of those things. His tendency probably is more in the gun because that's just his history, but it was my history when I came out of college as well. So I actually like being under center because you can keep your eyes on the defense longer and you don't have to look down to catch the snap and then, you know, re-identify where a safety may have gone during that time. Whether, you know, even though it's short, when you're under center, you can you know, look up the whole time. But for him operating, though, it doesn't matter if it's in the shotgun or under center. I think it has picked up tremendously. And what I've seen from him pre-snap has really progressed into post-snap play being better as well, too. So more in command of the offense, command of his mechanics, command of the ball placement, elite ball placement, and great accuracy, you know, with some force behind it. And it's been fun to watch the growth there and the chemistry being built with the guys that, you know, some of the new guys. Y'all have seen Luther out there a little bit, Colston, and then some guys that he already has some reps with Rome and DJ and Cole and, you know, in company. So a lot of weapons to choose from. And Ben has put a lot of the, you know, a lot of pressure on us as quarterbacks to handle play calls without wristbands out there, new play calls every day, you know, long ones with double kills and possible alerts. So it's been fun to come in every day and to see what's next. And he's risen to the challenge.
I feel better. It sounds silly, but you feel better when you hear somebody explain like that, who's taken that many reps and thrown for that many yards in his college career, and then how he was able to adjust. But for him to also tell you about the points of scheme when it comes to pre-snap, when ultimately when you're more comfortable under center and how that gives you a better look at the defense, that's the growth for me. I hate to say this, but that's the growth plate. It is where it matters. And hearing a veteran talk about how it becomes an adjustment, but then also telling you why it is valid, that should really make some waves in a quarterback room.
You've been waiting to use that growth plate line, haven't you?
I hear it all the time in my head. But no, I have not. No, I can assure you I have not been waiting to say that's the growth plate.
I liked it. I thought it
I survived
had a little,
that season.
Had a little zip to it.
I survived that year.
We all survived. We're all here. We're alive. Caleb Williams, how many games did he start last year?
I'm not talking about Caleb Williams this year. I'm talking about the quote from Jim Boylan in 2019.
Oh, that's the growth plate.
Oh, my goodness. You're going back that far.
That's what it's from.
Okay, listen. Jim Boylan aside, Ben Johnson wants me to let you know that this is going to take time. And I go back to what he said about how quickly can they compete? You know, as much, as hard as they're willing to work, as much as they're willing to sacrifice. Well, I guess they're working pretty hard and they sacrificed a little bit, but it doesn't sound like they're close to anything of note based on what we've seen and based on what we've heard the head coach say. And also based on Caleb Williams and his kind of talking around what he expects this process to be like. Now that he's involved in the process, it's one thing to talk about it before it happens. Like the day Ben Johnson gets hired, he's excited. He's telling everybody, yeah, let's go. Let's go. Well, now they're going and they're not going nearly as fast as they would like to go. But that's okay as long as they get to where they've got to get to.
Well, apparently they have all the time in the world. So I tend to think they have the window of his rookie contract before things get really complicated. Because then you have to pay people more.
Well, here's the problem with that. Believing that they have the length of his rookie deal is that at the end of the rookie deal, your certain window of being able to kind of fudge the system ends. And now you've got to be in Patrick Mahomes land where, all right, bruh, it's on you. No Tyreek and them's. You're going to have to figure it out with just like maybe one Hall of Fame guy and a bunch of guys that we just keep getting to just rotate in and out and you wear the tires off.
This guy can run. You there. You can get open on occasion. I need you to run across the field. But yeah, that's ideal. That's not what this is. But it should be, I always say your window should be attached to the contract of your most talented player. And that should be Caleb Williams. So that's what I'm going with in this discussion. When it comes to how much time you have, as far as the excuses and there not being a lot left for him, in evaluation mode, I do think that's the case. But when it comes to veterans in a room telling you why it is important for you to do this, not just the coach telling you, I think that helps with the adjustment period.
There is a certain, I don't want to call it a safety net, but a certain sigh of relief in understanding that Case Keenum's in that room. And last year, there was no sigh of relief. There was only heavy breathing and hyperventilation and such like that.
I just didn't think it would matter. But again, when we talk about backstops and you hope that if you don't love what your head coach is saying today, who else are you talking to? That's where an extra voice comes in. You know, I think about that Jason Leisure article a lot where he talked about how guys like Kyler Gordon were saying, I'm in the prime of my career and losing is all I know. And I felt sad for him. But when you have veterans in the room who have won, they can tell you, hey, there's a light at the end of this tunnel. Having just that little encouragement can matter in somebody's day to day, especially when you only have one game a week. Like baseball, you're going out there every day. You've got a new opportunity to be you. That's not the case here. So that's why I think having that veteran voice, it will matter because that's who you're spending the most of your time with. You're spending time with your position players. This segment on Rahimian Harris is brought to you by AlmostFreeTeeth.com. Save on dental implants today. I also want to take this time to point out, too, that you know Tyson Bagent isn't a young QB, relatively speaking, anymore. He is a guy who's got some skin now in the league, and he's got some years to his resume.
Would you call him a veteran? That's going too far, right?
For now.
Okay.
But I respect his resume. And he brought up Colston Loveland, and I would not only want you to hear what he has to say about Colston Loveland, think about J.J. McCarthy when you hear it too.
With talking to him, with him being, well, first off, with him being from Mission, kind of like a more pro-style offense already at the college level, then I think conversation with him about some things that we have going on. And then when he first stepped out there for live periods, you could see there was really no hesitation. He was full steam ahead, catching the ball, getting forward, very rangy guy, and very, very easy guy to throw the ball to, just with how rangy he is.
Interesting. They're pro-style offense, huh? And that's why it's easy to translate to the league. If I didn't think about J.J. McCarthy immediately, guys, when you hear that, I told you to think about it. But how do you visualize it?
It's not just J.J. McCarthy. It's who J.J. McCarthy is paired with right now, teaching him how to play football and quarterback at the NFL level and the success that that guy has had with other quarterbacks at the NFL level.
Robbie, play the growth plate again.
That's the growth plate.
Yeah, that is actually the growth plate. That's somebody you have to worry about on day one, as I understand.
It's funny because we just talked to, who did we talk to from Minnesota that was telling us he
Ben
was.
Ben Lieber.
Yes, it was
he
Ben
was
Lieber.
Wonderful.
And we weren't sure.
I want to talk to him a lot.
Who had the advantage coming into this season? Was it J.J. McCarthy after having sat out but being able to have the same head coach 2 years in a row? Or Caleb Williams, who did get to play football last year in the NFL, but now has to hit the reset button on almost everything that he learned under Ben Johnson.
I almost think sometimes it is harder to unlearn the bad habit than it is to learn from scratch. Like golf, right? Golf, they always say the best thing you can do is learn from scratch because if you unlearn the bad habits, it takes forever. Or it just takes forever because I'm bad and slow.
Correct.
I'll admit that.
I'm terrible.
Yay. Let's be terrible together.
I think you guys are being a little too harsh on yourselves. If you just
No, we're being real.
If you just stick to mini golf like I do, you always feel like you're amazing.
That's the growth plate.
That's the growth plate.
So, yeah, look, the J.J. McCarthy thing could be scary depending on, I mean, he's playing this weekend. We don't even know if Caleb Williams is going to play this weekend. But I know J.J. McCarthy is going to be out there.
Oh, we're going to be nosy about this. We're definitely going to look into this. I love creeping on other people. I mean NFL teams.
Hey, look, if you have a skill set and you can put it to use in multiple facets of your life, go ahead and do that.
That's kind of, yes. When we begat the stalking segment, that was kind of the idea behind it, wasn't it?
Yeah. Talking about, you know, backup quarterbacks and the kind of influence they can have, even if Caleb Williams himself is still working his way through things, having guys like, as you said, maybe not veteran Tyson Bagent, but certainly more experienced Tyson Bagent, who's had to deal with a lot of the same stuff that Caleb Williams has. And it'll be interesting to see how all three of these quarterbacks look, both in those joint practices and in the preseason games.
I also think that it is worth asking the head coach every week about how he feels his quarterback is not only progressing in general, but in these specific concepts. So what is the latest that Ben Johnson has to say about Caleb Williams under center?
I haven't
I haven't seen a whole lot of stumbling blocks in terms of the under center work. It's for some guys, it feels like a fish out of water, but I have not felt that from him, even in the springtime. And I know over the course of summer, he worked it a lot, whether it's drop back, whether it's play action. To answer your question, I don't even know if there's a whole lot of difference. I don't think about it a whole lot right now in terms of calling plays.
I love that. That is great sound and should be very encouraging for everyone, because what we do know is that Ben Johnson has not been afraid to mince words when talking negatively about something that he's seen on the football field. And when he's saying, I don't see much difference, that means Caleb Williams did whatever he was supposed to do between the end of the season and this point to get more comfortable under center.
What I'm listening for there is you telling me what you cannot do. If a head coach is telling me I want to run this play, but I don't have the team to do it, that's a red flag. So if it's not a stumbling block for HC and it's not a stumbling block for QB1, then so far so good. But as far as the adjustment to make under center and like the difference the veterans can already make in a room, it's nice to see how that can play into this space.
Again, it all turns me towards the television on Sunday, and then obviously I'll read all the reports about what happens on Friday against the Dolphins, but I just need to see it with my own eyes to understand where we are.
Well, and part of the issue is, say Caleb Williams does not play. You've still got to have enough of a playbook and enough of an offense for Tyson Bajan or Case Keenum, because the odds are that those guys are going to play in games. The overwhelming odds tell you that you're probably not going to be healthy, especially 2 years in a row for all 17.
2 years in a row is tough.
And man, I know you got sacked 68 times and you've had some time off, but sack number 69 is not going to feel nice.
Nice.
As long as we don't get to sack number, 130, we're doing better than we were last year.
Yes. Kind of like the White Sox win total. And Robbie, I have your dollars today. Speaking
Finally,
of the bets.
About time.
I paid him. I still haven't. I got to pay all y'all.
The Tigers Cubs series bet.
We're 5 wins away from me having to pay everybody.
Yeah, you are going to have to pay everybody when it comes to the Sox.
Everybody gets a dollar.
And while we're here, by the way,
46.5 is wild.
If you want to see people in person, I don't think Matt Spiegel needs your dollars, but it would be nice to see him and say hello.
Keep
listening for your chance to win tickets to see Spiegel and Holmes at Budweiser Brickhouse in Wrigleyville on Tuesday, August 19th. They show swapped with us, so they're from 10 to 2 that day. Special guest Nico Horder will join the guys on site that day during the noon hour. We get the afternoon show slot from 2 to 6, which I love because we get to sleep in.
Why did I imagine listeners making it rain at Brick House?
I mean,
for the singles, you said.
I'm not going to tell them not to.
Yeah, I mean, Matt, I'm sure Matt will, earn those dollars.
Cubs on Deck is powered by Verizon, the most reliable 5G in Chicago. Visit your local Verizon store today. We have our Cubs player of the week coming up. Let's talk to Ian Happ next on Rahimi and Harris on 670 The Score. You're listening on the Odyssey and iHeartRadio apps.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents.
As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
The talent that's here and the talent that is continuing to develop here. We obviously have some mainstay guys like Ian Happ.
Ian Happ, Cubs all-star outfielder.
And here's a deep drive to right off the bat of Ian Happ. It's got a chance. Gone. Ian Happ with a line drive home run to right.
Gold Glove Award winner.
And a high fly ball hit to deep left. Happ going back. He's at the track near the wall. Leaps. And he makes the catch.
Host of the Compound Podcast.
That he changed how the second base position is thought of is it's pretty remarkable. That time in Cubs history, like WGN and being on everywhere, like he was a big part, him and those teams were a big part of creating what the fan base is today.
Connect Roasters coffee enthusiast.
Here's a man that probably has five fresh pots a day.
Ian Happ on 670 The Score.
We toast you, Ian Happ.
We do toast Ian Happ, and he joins us via the Circa Sports Illinois hotline. Download the Circa app today. He hosts the Compound Podcast, which is now a part of Odyssey Sports. New episodes drop each Wednesday in the latest discussion on the Cubs and baseball. Download and listen on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. Hi, Ian. How you doing?
Good. How are you guys?
We're good.
We're just wondering if you guys are reeling like a lot of people are today after seeing what happened last night with Michael Soroka. How much of a gut punch is that for you and your teammates?
Yeah, I mean, it's super unfortunate, and it's tough for him. You know, I just really feel for him. You know, we're excited to have him and excited that he's a Cub. You know, just I know how much it hurt him and how – like mentally and emotionally and how tough that was. So, you know, we're rooting for him. We're hoping we get to see him back soon and have him as a big part of our run down the stretch. Cause he's a great guy. And, you know, anytime a teammate goes through that, it's tough.
I appreciated how just candid he was after the game last night, talking to us about whether it was getting an additional MRI or just what his emotions were going through all of this. One of the words he used was embarrassed. You know, I tend to think, Ian, that if we've thought about something like watching a player, then obviously the front office has too. What did you think about just him being so honest about like, hey, I got this MRI and hey, this is how I feel with the public, not just his team?
Yeah, I think everybody appreciates that. I think people appreciate the honesty and the candor in a situation like that. And it takes a lot to be able to come out and say those things. And you know, I think the fans and the public appreciate that.
How tough was last night? I know it just seemed like one thing happened after another and not real big blows, but it just seemed like you guys could not get things going, especially given how Dansby Swanson's at bat, where it looked like he was going to drive in the tying run went.
Yeah, I think just you know, offensively right now we're not firing on all cylinders, and we didn't have a ton of traffic yesterday to be able to give ourselves a bunch of opportunities. So it's one of those games where you got to capitalize on every little thing to win that game, and You know, as an offense, we've been really good all year. You know, and we're going to get back to that place. It's not gonna last forever. Not gonna be a situation where we're struggling to put runs together. We have too good of players and too good of an offense for that. So it's gonna start clicking again here soon and put runs up on the board. And when that happens, we're dangerous.
And the late great Bill Melton would always tell me that veterans have shorter slumps. Like, that's part of the beauty of being in the game longer, good enough to last in the game longer. How do you see that coming through when it comes to guys like maybe yourself or Kyle Tucker, just knowing that this isn't something that's going to last long if somebody's hitting out of character?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's kind of the way guys go through it. I mean, a guy like Tuck, like, he's so good at walking, still getting on base and having quality at bats through a stretch where he's not getting a ton of hits to fall. You know, it's pretty impressive to watch. And, you know, those things don't last forever. Sometimes it feels like they will, and sometimes it feels like it's tough to get out of. But I have a lot of confidence in just this group and the ability of kind of our guys to kind of, you know, ride through that, and we'll all be clicking again soon.
How do you balance maybe trying to understand the nature of a slump or a slumping lineup versus, you know, trying to force things and do the best you can to work your way out of the slump, as opposed to just waiting out and just doing what you do that it comes to you every day?
Yeah. I mean, I think that's kind of the outside perception, is that you just wait it out. You know, guys are working every day. You know, guys are in the cage, going through their routine, hitting, watching video, talking to hitting coaches. Like, the perception that guys are just waiting it out is, it's just not accurate. I mean, guys are grinding, getting upset, frustrated. You know, what makes that better? I don't know. That's the hardest part about being in a slump. You're facing the other guys getting paid too to get you out, and you got eight guys on the field trying to catch the baseball. So it's really challenging, but the guys aren't just, oh, well, I'll get them tomorrow. Guys are working really, really hard every single day. Every guy on that team is. And that's why the game's so frustrating. It's not built for hitters to succeed every day. It's built to get you out. And we got a bunch of guys working really hard every single day. And, you know, that's why we're a great group. That's why we have the record we have, and why these guys, the back of the baseball cards they do, and it's going to show up pretty soon.
Our segment with Ian Happ is brought to you by Finishing Chicago. Great finishes start with contractors from finishingchicago.com. I also think it's a good time to point out what Craig Counsell says. Like, he's not going to make mountains out of molehills in these cases either. One of the first things he said to us when he got the job in his introductory press conference and availability, he talked about how, you know, that not everybody's going to hit at the right times. He said players will regress. That is what happens during a baseball season. How have you seen that attitude out of him maybe reflected in how he's able to manage through these things?
Yeah, he's just pretty good at being even every day and being the same guy. I think, you know, you need the coaching staff to give you confidence and to, you know, be the same every day as guys go through ups and downs. It's a part of 162. It's a part of a long season. It's going to be an ebb and a flow, and it's never linear, and it's never perfect. And, you know, our staff does a really good job of being the same guys every day and coming in, you know, expecting us to work hard and do the little things right, but understanding that there's going to be bumps along the way.
I know, Ian, with Jameson Taillon making a rehab start and now seemingly closer than ever to being back with the team, what's it been like just to have him back around Wrigley Field at times and kind of anticipating his return?
Yeah, you know, Jameson's been getting after it every single day. It's fun to watch him put the work in to get back, and it's just the nature of the beast with the pitching rehab side of things. Like, you can be healthy, but you still got to build up and get back to that spot. So I think he's got one more rehab start, and, you know, we're excited for him to be back and join us, because you know, he's a big part of this thing.
I saw that he got the crew in Iowa a coffee truck for the day game.
Yeah.
That's very on brand for him. And I know you, when you've been injured, you know, what was the treat that you gave the minor leaguers?
I've never done a rehab stint. I've never done a rehab stint, so I haven't had that one yet.
I'm knocking on wood as we speak.
I feel bad that I even asked that question now. I'm sorry, because I feel like we've been around so long that that had happened at one point, but that was like, oh, I never knew what he got the team, because he never got the team anything. Okay, so theoretically, what would you do to treat the Iowa Cubs if you had to do something?
I mean, I really like the day game coffee truck. I thought that was a nice touch from JMO. It's not typical, you know, and being able to do that for the guys, I like that. If it's a night game, you know, you're probably doing a spread post game. You know, find the spot in town that guys aren't getting very often, and try to get something nice for them.
I remember Outback Steakhouse was really popular when I covered the Round Rock Express. That was like the big flex one. Was like Bloomin' Onions and steaks. Like, did you ever hear about one that was good in the minor leagues, or experience it for yourself?
Yeah, we had a couple good ones. Joe Nathan was with us in Double A, because he lived when he is in 16, when he was trying to make a comeback late in his career, and he lived down in Knoxville, so he just stayed with us in Double A for a while. He took good care of the guys.
And when you look at the way the standings are kind of lined up, is it amazing to you at all that the Brewers have the best record in baseball? You have the second best record in baseball, but they just happen to play in your division.
I mean, yeah, it's part of it, right? You can't, you know, if you have the second best record in baseball or wherever we're at, you hope that you're a few games up in the division. But it's credit to the Brewers. They've played great ball, and they've done a really good job just with the pitching staff and bullpen. It's you know, we had a good series with them up in Milwaukee, and you see why they are where they're at. And you know, it's going to be a good series when they come here for those five games in 4 days in August. But you know, there's a lot of baseball left. You know, every game right now is being treated like it's the end of the season, but there's a lot of baseball left and plenty of series to go. And it's going to make for a really fun next couple months.
Ian, as a show, we hadn't talked to you since the trade deadline. You know, what did you think of the acquisitions the Cubs made in multiple pitchers? And, you know, at the time, what were your thoughts about getting Michael Soroka as well?
Yeah, I think it's like Willie Castro's great addition, just with his versatility. Switch hitter, plays a bunch of spots, so, you know, he can kind of, you know, he can play all over the field, kind of. Played against him a little bit, but really playing with him, you see kind of his natural athleticism and abilities, the way he flows around the field. And then with the bullpen guys, you know, we didn't really have – Brad Keller throws a sinker, but I wouldn't call him a sinker baller. We didn't really have any sinker on the ground kind of arms in the pen. You know, both lefties are kind of four-seam carry guys, and most of our right-handers you know, with the exception, most of our guys are four-seam guys, righties. You know, so having those two guys that come in, Rogers being a sinker guy, and Brage has a sinker from the right side, but Kittredge is really, you know, sinker dominant, with that sinker slider combo to get in on righties and keep the ball on the ground. So those two additions really fill out the bullpen. Two guys with experience that have been around, which is awesome. And then if you look at Soroka's numbers, just as far as his whip, was like, he had like a 1-1 whip, and you know, the ability to kind of keep the ball on the ground, get it on righties, a pitch mix that has obviously had some success in the big leagues, and we were excited about that, still are excited about, you know, what he, you know, kind of his potential and what he can be. And so, you know, hope to get him back. But I just kind of the moves really complement this roster, which is a nice part of, you know, what you're able to do kind of at the end of July there.
And then also, Ian, I know you have some upcoming events that we wanted to ask you about. I wanted to ask you about the one you just mentioned on your Instagram, the Ian Happ Foundation charity fundraiser with Chicago Gourmet. What is going on?
Yeah, we're launching the Happ Foundation, which is really exciting. Julie and I are really excited. We've done things in the past and some different projects, and you know, we had a donor advised fund, Happ Family Fund, earlier in my career, and we've done a lot with the First Tee of Chicago. But we felt like we really wanted to start our own foundation and do something that It's kind of had a lasting impact in Chicago. So this is kind of our first big event. We're going to do it at the rooftop of Fioretta, and it's going to be an intimate setting, but we're going to do kind of small bites from restaurants all over Chicago. Dynamics helping us out with that. And it's just going to be a fun night to benefit the HAP Foundation. We're supporting youth wellness education and access to sports. I'm actually going to be on the field today with a group of kids, getting them out and showing them Wrigley. And we're really excited to start this and see what kind of impact we can make. So we hope people will support and be there, and it's going to be a fun night.
Sounds tasty. Glad that you're getting back out there with the kids. I know you had your camp for the kids. How did that go, and how much are you enjoying working with the youth?
Yeah, the camp was awesome. We had a blast, and it's just really fun to see those kids out there running around, enjoying baseball. When you get to be in that setting, and we kind of get stuck in this this cycle during the season of you're playing at the highest level, everything's happening fast, and when you can really slow it down and go and watch kids enjoy and playing. Just like wiffle ball, with each other, and just the joy they have for the game. It's really a nice reset. And so it was great to get out there and do that, and see all those kids. And, it's something, we've done 2 years in a row now. We'll definitely run it back for next year. And, just the joy on their faces is fun.
Well, congratulations on launching the Ian Happ Foundation, and the Fioretta rooftop does seem like a great time. So Ian Happ, we appreciate having you on and look forward to those events and what's next.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Ian.
That's Ian Happ, as he always joins us every week. We are happy to have him. I didn't mean to make that pun, but it just came out. Let's switch gears and get back to football. Brian Baldinger is going to Bears camp today. We want to hear what he's looking forward to and what he's observed so far. That's next here on Rahimi and Harris on 670 The Score.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. but that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Brian Baldinger, NFL analyst for the NFL Network and Fox Sports, host of Baldy's Breakdown.
And if you're Ben Johnson coming in, you can't ask for anything more as a first-year head coach. Let's get this competition going right now. In minicamp, in OTAs, take it into training camp, and let's get the best people on the field when we kick the season off.
Odyssey NFL Insider.
I think Caleb right now is in a good spot with a good coach, and whatever happened a year ago or a little bit longer than a year ago, I mean, it's just, you know, those kind of things can resurface. I don't think it has anything to do with what the Bears are trying to build right now.
Brian Baldinger on 670 The Score.
What an intense and appropriate introduction that is. We go to the Circa Sports Illinois hotline. Download the Circa app today. He is the Odyssey Sports NFL Insider. He's the host of the Best Football Show with Brian Baldinger, available on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts. And he is headed to Bears training camp today with Stacey Dales. Brian Baldinger, thanks for coming on.
Hey, Layla, thank you for having me. It's good to join you here. Talk a little Bears right now. It's that time of the year, I guess.
That it is. What are you looking forward to? What are you going to have your eye on at Halas Hall today?
Well, I mean, it's got to start with Caleb and, you know, the union of him and Ben out there today. I'm a big fan of the offensive line coaches, Chris Morgan, Dan Rauscher. I'll be keeping an eye on the offensive line and how they're coming together and how they look out there right now.
Okay, so we also have our eyes on Caleb, but a lot of different things have been jumping out in the days that I've been out there. What else will you be looking for outside of the quarterback, which is obviously the linchpin to all of this?
Well, I mean, it's just basic structure, organization, how practice looks, how crisp it is. You know, are they getting in and out of the huddle? Are they hustling from drill to drill? I mean, just some of the basics that you want to see, especially with the first-year head coach, just the organization of practice. Some places it looks better and a better operation than other places. So let's just see what the operation looks like out there, because, you know, that's where it's got to start. And practice is important in what you're getting out of practice and the purpose behind particular drills. So those kind of things are all things that catch my eye when I'm out at a practice.
Well, from what we've heard, sometimes it hasn't always been the smoothest. Poor Caleb Williams had three delay of game penalties, we know, in his practice at Soldier Field in front of the fans. How much do you take that into account at this juncture in time with the new head coach and Ben Johnson?
You know, it's all part of practice right now. You don't want to make those mistakes. Pre-snap penalties kill you during the season. So it's part of practice, part of learning a new offense, new way of doing things. I wouldn't be overly critical of it. The coach has a particular way that things have to be done, things have to be called, plays have to get in and out of the huddle quickly in this business. A lot of that falls on the quarterback. So hopefully they're just learning mistakes and things that aren't going to be repeated once we get to the preseason, the regular season.
Brian Baldinger, Odyssey NFL Insider, joining us here on Raheemy and Harris. Brian, I'm just curious, because you know it is a first-year head coach. How far along do you expect the Bears to be? Because I feel like you probably have some type of expectation in your head about what you want to see when you get there.
Well, every team, you know, starts 0-0. The Eagles are talking about, you know, last year isn't important. And to a large degree, every year is a new year. And every team, I don't care if it's the Eagles, Ravens, or the Bears right now, every year you never know. You don't know what it's going to be like until it comes together and it starts to click. And you never know when that's going to happen, if it's going to happen. It looked like it was happening to the Bears early last year and it fell apart. And so you never know when the confidence, how crisp it's going to be, how it carries over week to week until you get into the season. And I think it's going to happen, but you don't know when it's going to happen. Some teams, you know, I mean, the Eagles were 2-2 last year, not looking very good, and then they went on a 10 or 11 game win streak, and it kicked in, and their offense clicked. And so that's kind of what I want to see with the Bears. I don't know if it's going to happen or when it's going to happen, but I think we're all going to know if things are going well, when that's going to happen, and what game or what point of what game it kind of turned around.
Brian, what are you looking forward to the most when it comes to maybe some aspect of Ben Johnson's offense that you think is going to really suit this Bears team?
Well, I want to see how they – I mean, I know they want to throw it, and they want to throw it well, but I thought the Lions you know, they made their mark, and they became the Lions and a really competitive team. I know, you know, we all point to Dan Campbell, but I thought up front the offensive line really came together the last 2 years, especially, you know, when they figured out that it was going to be Montgomery and Gibbs in that order and that combination. And they really built their backfield and their offensive line over the last couple of seasons. And so that's what I want to see. Can they run the ball? Can they win the line of scrimmage? Can they protect the quarterback? Obviously, 68 sacks last year, the most in the league for Caleb, was ridiculous. But, you know, when you look at Jared Goff, I mean, he made considerable changes in the way they protected him over the last three seasons with Ben Johnson as the offense coordinator and what they put together up front. And so you'd like to see those sacks cut in half this year. You'd like to see the protection where they're in the low 30s with sacks, and then their ability to run the ball and finish drives in the end zone or with first downs to continue drives. And so that's the emphasis right now, is the upfront toughness with the offensive line. We know they spent a lot of capital. They addressed the interior of that offensive line. Let's see that thing come together, and let's see the quarterback benefit.
Jared Goff only sacked 31 times last year with the Lions, so you hope some of that is what Ben Johnson brings with his offense. Brian, I'm looking at this first-year experience and kind of the slow start the Bears have gotten off to. What's a realistic expectation in year one record-wise, in your opinion?
Well, I think anything around 500 would be, you know, would be a good first year. I mean, if they could get to 8 wins, 9 wins, you know, in a I think that would be a good first year. I mean, no coach wants to hear a number put on it. If you ask, you know, Ben right now about that, he wouldn't answer that question. But I mean, if you're talking to me on the outside looking in right now, in that division with a team that won 15 games last year in Detroit, and, you know, what Minnesota was able to accomplish in Green Bay, three playoff teams, I think if they could get to 8 wins this year or right around that, you know, 8, 9 wins, I think that would be a really good first year for Ben Johnson right now, because I don't think this thing is, you know, is complete in the way that they want to build this football team right now.
We're listening to Baldy, Brian Baldinger, as he gets ready for checking out Bears camp with Stacey Dales. He's our Odyssey NFL insider as well. And moving to the defensive side of the ball, you know what a Dennis Allen offense can do. What do you anticipate as far as what it's going to look like for this Bears team now that he's the defensive coordinator?
Well, I mean, you know, you want to keep the score down. You know, you love to keep the score under 20 points a game. But the big thing is, like, if you look at what the Minnesota Vikings did last year, you know, and Brian Flores, I mean, you want to take the ball away in this league. That's exactly why Green Bay made a change at defensive coordinator. Like they did, and they came in, and they were at the top of the leaderboard. Green Bay and Minnesota were both at the top of the leaderboard. Both of them had 30-plus takeaways. The free safety came in, Xavier McKinney, and I don't know, they have 9, 10 interceptions last year. You want to take the ball away, and they got to get to that point right now and give extra bats to Caleb Williams. So you want to keep the score down, and you want to take the ball away. At times, they looked pretty good last year with what they did. But, you know, Dennis Allen right here, I mean, I don't know if any team in the NFL played more man coverage than what Dennis did in New Orleans last year. Maybe Jim Schwartz in Cleveland played more. I don't know. I don't have stats in front of me. But they both played a lot. And I would expect that, you know, and so can you man up on the outside, and can you get you an effective quarterback on the inside with your rush and your blitz schemes, and can you challenge the quarterback and the receivers on a play-in, play-out basis? I would say those are a couple of the staples that you'd be looking for from Dennis Allen. If you were to talk to him today, I mean, he would probably tell you some of the same things.
Brian Baldinger, Baldy, it's so good to hear from you. We are looking forward to your analysis all season long. Safe travels to Bears camp, and thanks for taking the time with us.
Thanks, Brian.
I can't wait to get there. Thanks, everybody. I'll talk to you soon. Look forward to it.
We do, too. That was Brian Baldinger, Odyssey Sports NFL insider. You also can catch his work, of course, on NFL Network. He and Stacey Dales headed up to Bears training camp. By the way, Bears training camp coverage here on The Score is presented by Chevy Drives Chicago and the number one draft pick, Chevy Silverado. the official truck partner of the Chicago Bears. Think about all the stuff you can put in a truck. That's what I think about. You can like haul a lot of things a lot of places.
Food.
That too, furniture.
That's where I...
Furniture that holds food.
I was just thinking about more food. Just see, because of the truck bed, you just more food.
Fetching and toting. It is what a Silverado does.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think about that sometimes.
You know who else fetches and totes? Russell Dorsey.
What's he fetching and toting for you?
Meat?
Well, hopefully not that.
All right, aboard. Just go to break. Just go to commercial. Russ is next.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.